This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome on in to Love of the Star, an Odyssey podcast. Love of the Star is indeed a podcast, and you can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. We are live, the grand opening of the new Hurtado Barbecue in Dallas. You can find it 900 South Harwood Street here in Dallas, Texas, right by the Farmer's Market. It is gorgeous. We are loaded up here at Hurtado Barbecue. They brought us the El Jefe platter. It is a third pound of brisket, pulled pork, spare ribs, turkey, burnt ends, and sausage, plus your choice of two sides. We've also got the delicious queso with some fresh-made chips. We got some Texas Twinkies. Hurtado Barbecue, it is the best place to be. Zach Wolchuk alongside the Super Bowl-winning scout, Brian Broaddus, and Eric Chiafalo. Together, we are on the G-Bag Nation, 2 to 7 p.m., on 105 through the Fan, which you can also hear on the Odyssey app. Also, Brian and I on the Draft Show as well. We've also got Bobby Belt in the building, former host of Love of the Stars. So we didn't totally kick him off here, boys, but this is amazing. And there's always Cowboy news when it comes to Love of the Star.
Heck yes, there is. This is the time now. We start to gear up. Like there's no lag time from season end. Now all of a sudden, boom. So I mean, everything starts to really pick up right now.
Yeah, it is. It's a really busy time, too, when you look at the new coaching staff finally in place.
Yep.
Scouts trying to get an understanding of what type of players. Are there players that are going to have to go back in from their travels this year? Are there some players that didn't fit maybe how this new coaching staff is going to say, hey, listen, need a long arm in, need some size at three technique. Need a linebacker, a will linebacker, off-ball linebacker that can play this way. So there's some players that were probably not for us under the old administration, but all of a sudden now they're getting a little bit of an understanding of, hey, these are the type of guys we like, and these are the ones we need to go get. So a lot going on. If, to be honest with you guys too, if I'm Brian Schottenheimer here, I basically tell the coaches, scouts are running this draft. We're going to have a say. We'll have a say, but we're not going to have a say. Very reminiscent of what Bill Parcells did when he first came in. He wanted to get to know the scouts, and he basically told the coaches, hey, settle. We'll let these scouts handle it. We'll observe. We'll work with each other, and they'll do a job. They've been on the road looking at these players. We don't need to be coming in from – you know, Oregon or other places, you know, these
just a random workout.
Yeah, exactly. And so to me, it's Brian Schottenheimer, would be really, really smart just to let Will McClay and these scouts put this board together, pick them the players, and then work from there.
Well, and that might have been the last time the Cowboys had their most successful draft. 2020 was Mike McCarthy's first year. Who'd the Cowboys get? CeeDee Lamb in the first round, Trayvon Diggs in the second round. They got a starter in Neville Gallimore in the third, and then Tyler Biadasz, who was just a starting center in the NFC Championship game and was a starting center for you for 4 years during that time. So you hit on four of your seven picks were starters in the NFL two of them have been all pros in the NFL. So when you let the scouts do their job,
right,
at least from the Cowboys' perspective, it's usually resulted in hits. Maybe when you start to get some of the coaching input, maybe that's when somebody's fighting for some other guys like a Mozzie or somebody else.
Yeah, this is, to me, Schottenheimer could do himself well if he gets out on the road with Will McClay. If they could go and hit the ones, the major ones, the higher graded ones. I mean, we've talked about this, not on our shows on 105.3, The Fan, Love of the Stars, we're getting involved with that all together. We've talked about needs, and you really could, you could pick any player, any position, and you would feel really good about that. It would help the team. But I think that, like I say, Brian Schottenheimer gets out with Will, and now they're shoulder to shoulder, and they're kind of mapping this thing out. And it gives Schottenheimer an opportunity because he's going to have a say. He's going to have a say. Every head coach with the Dallas Cowboys essentially has almost a general manager-like say in the personnel. But if he could hold his coaches off at arm's length and say, all right, guys, I got this handled for us, and then get with Will and then build the board, because there's going to be a time where they get in that war room and they're going to ask Schottenheimer a question, and he's going to have to be able to have a response. We've seen it over the years, the Jason Garretts. We've seen it with Mike McCarthy. Hell, we've seen it with Bill Parcells.
You know, I do think it's interesting, though, that this is a unique staff that Schottenheimer has just built, bringing guys from the college ranks.
A lot of
college guys.
I do think
the coaches will have a nice perspective on some players, but there's no question that when it comes to actually making the selections, you want that scouting staff to be the ones that are pulling the trigger there.
I think it's been one of the best parts for the Cowboys organization. I think it's their backbone, is Will McClay and the coaching staff. But you make a great point there, Eric. When you add in guys that are coming from the college ranks, like a Connor Riley from Kansas State, Junior Adams, who was just with Oregon, as examples, they do know some of these players. I mean,
they do.
They were very
reminiscent of the 92 or when 89 when Jimmy Johnson and his staff basically from Miami came in.
Those are coaches from one, the Big 12 in Riley, and then Coach Adams is coming from, he spent time in both the Pac-12 and then Oregon just moved into the Big 10.
Right.
So he's got also a good point of view. Now, it's just a great asset to have. It's just another layer when you're talking about the draft. We'll actually do a Love of the Star mock draft. We will go ahead as a whole in the room. We'll do, let's say, three rounds. We'll see. If it ends up going longer than that, we'll do that later on in the program. Plus, be taking your questions here on Love of the Star. But the big news in Cowboys country, you did have Dak Prescott getting interviewed at the Children's Charity Cancer event that he was at. And then you also had, of course, I just got snubbed on a hand pound.
I don't think he saw you. I waved to him earlier. It was a late push.
Thank you. Jason got me. My guys got me. As we're live here at Hurt Title Barbecue, Eagles did win the Super Bowl. They can go bleep themselves, right?
Yes.
So now it's all about chasing the Eagles. And you know, Dak made some headlines saying, "I don't think we're that close. We're not that far away." From Dak's perspective, he beats the Eagles a lot.
Sure does.
But they're far away, right? From a roster standpoint, and Dak always says the right thing, so he's not going to act any other way.
There's a part of you, though, that wishes Dak would have gone the Micah route with this and said, hey, you know what? We are a little bit far.
We're on the same page.
We do need to, you know, that voice putting a little bit more pressure on the front office would have been nice,
100%. So when you have the Dak Prescott, who is kind of, hey, I'm the company man, I'm going to say the right things, you got to have a Micah Parsons. And this is probably the best attribute of having Micah on a podcast platform and honestly, quite frankly, not giving a bleep about what he says. Micah, quote, "I don't want to sit back and just watch other people build and build and build, and we stay the same. So we definitely need some call to action." And you got to assume he's discussing the Eagles, the team within your own division that they just saw win a championship and are paying two wide receivers, are paying their quarterback, are paying a running back, are paying big money to at least two of their offensive linemen, right? On their defense, they're paying guys there as well. They just traded again. They bring in CJ Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. Zach Bond's a free agent addition. Yeah. The dude that they brought in and paid, Bryce Huff, he was probably a guy that didn't have as much impact, but then they also, of course, drafted well.
Well, yeah, this is a team, though, if you look at their cap numbers, they're really not paying them. If you look at how their cap structure is.
That's how they structure the cap.
Yeah, I mean, their quarterback will not hit $50 million. And you look at their offensive tackle, you know, Lane Johnson, $17 million. I mean, everything is in with line, but it's not the top of the market for the position.
It's the void years that they've used to push that money back.
Yeah.
So they're paying the guys, but they've done an excellent job of being creative.
It's not like paying – they're not paying their wide receivers $35 million. See, they've done a really good job of taking and keeping those cap numbers very, very, very low.
Right. That's their creative way of cap.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. They're paying them, but they're not paying every single one of them $60 million, $35 million. You know, they're not paying those guys that way. They've got the cap numbers really, really low, and that's why they're able to operate the way they have. So you got to give them a lot of credit. You know, I think when we went through, if we'd have gone through in June and talked about comparing the two teams, I think we'd have been able to say, okay, that's a wash. They're better here. You're better here. That I don't think you could do that anymore. I don't think you can, because what they've had happen is their down linemen, their defensive tackles, all those guys that they drafted, Smith and Davis and those guys,
Williams,
all those guys have played at a different level. Their game's all elevated. Where you were hoping that Tolbert's game would elevate, it hasn't. But see, they picked a lot of high draft picks that were kind of like good players. These guys have become great players. And see, that's, I think, the biggest difference. You know, they drafted the two kids in the secondary. Their secondary was bad. There's a lot of things about the Eagles where you could go right now, compare their roster. And this is why I appreciate it. And I think Micah during the season was very much, hey, get on board. Mm-hmm. We're a good team. Get on board. And then when it came down to the end.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And you're not a good team. And he said, you know what? I'm not going to double down on that. Mm-hmm. I doubled down on that in November and December. And it's no longer something that you just think about now. You just don't. And you know, he's kind of looking at like, okay, you got me. I tried to tell you, hey, we're going to be good, and we're really not. And, you know, whereas Dak is kind of looking at it, and we all remember what Dak said in Atlanta in the sidelines, you know, we suck. You know, I mean, I think it was
we bleeping suck.
Yeah, so you kind of got an idea. You know, Dak is always going to be the positive guy. Yes. Has Dak done a great job against the NFC East? Absolutely. I think Will McClay's built a team that can compete in the NFC East. You know, he doesn't have a team that can compete for a conference championship right now. That has to change before anything with the Cowboys, if they want to even think about getting to a championship game or a Super Bowl.
Won in the East, but they've also won against what was bad teams at the time. This division's getting much better.
Yeah, you're not – this team, when you talk about, you know, with Jay Daniels, and I've said this, and I really believe this with all my heart. This is the worst Commander team that Jaden Daniels is going to quarterback for.
No doubt.
And that team got to the NFC Championship game. They're only, they've got cap space. They got draft picks. They've got a GM from the 49ers that's super aggressive. And they've got a coach that, for somehow, some way, he's able to bring everybody together to play at a very, very high level.
Well, and they're going to have a bunch of continuity. I don't think really any of their coaches got picked off.
Poached, right?
Cliff turned down the Saints job. Yeah. He said, I wanted to stay.
Yeah.
They've still got their defensive coordinators. I mean, yeah, all their coaches are still. I think
position coach
Ryan Johnson might have left from that staff to take an OC job. But I think that's basically it. Their big coordinators are all there.
Yeah, so the continuity is going to be through the roof. You have to expect them to take another step, and you know that's going to be, like you said, that's going to be an aggressive front office. Now you have, you know what the Eagles are with an aggressive front office. You have to come to play this way.
Yeah.
You can't just live and die with the draft.
Well, and you're in a situation, too, with the Giants. Watch what the Giants do. You got a general manager there that's on his last legs.
Right.
He's got 1 foot in the parking lot. The U-Haul's over there off and running. If he F's this thing up for the Giants and is super aggressive and it goes the wrong way, that's somebody else's problem. So I expect the Giants to be a team that's going to try. Now, maybe the Tisch family, the Mara family, is going to say, whoa, wait. We're not doing that. We're not doing that. But if they let this GM have his way, he can either make this thing to save his job or he's going to train wreck this thing. But it'll be somebody else's problem if he train wrecks this thing. But the Cowboys just can't sit status quo and think, oh, hey, we're going to draft, we're going to sign a few free agents through college free agency, and everything's going to be all right.
And it can't just be we're re-signing our own guys and that's our free agency.
Yeah.
Because re-signing your own guys is fine, but that's remaining the same. What are you doing to improve your football
team? They've had more problems with that. The guys that they've given second contracts to has been kind of an issue for this football.
They've gotten hurt, and they have not performed to the level of that contract.
Yep.
100%.
Yep.
Here on Love of the Star, live from Hurtado Barbecue in Dallas, their new location, grand opening. Get on out here and check it out. The other order of business, we did hear Jason Witten said he never talked to Jerry Jones about being part of the coaching staff. He might eventually look to do that. We did get news, you know, his son's a junior in high school. Mm-hmm. Maybe 2 years after the son graduates, maybe he looks harder at moving on to the college ranks. Could that be with his alma mater, Tennessee? Could that be in the NFL with the Cowboys? But while Darren Woods in the biggest Hall of Fame snub this past year, 2026, first year for Jason Witten, as he will be eligible along with Drew Brees, Larry Fitzgerald, Phillip Rivers, Dez Bryant, Thomas Davis, the linebacker of the Panthers. You got Julian Edelman, a playoff and Super Bowl hero. Phillip Rivers, also a first ballot. Already got that question as, do we think Witten goes in first ballot? I think Witten is a Hall of Famer. But Brees is getting in. Fitzgerald's getting in. I think they're the two locks to get in first ballot. And then you'll also have the other guys that come back as finalists that didn't get in last year. I don't think Witten gets in as the class of 2026. I think he has to wait at least a year.
I tend to agree with you on that, Walchuk. I don't know that he's going to be. I mean, getting in first ballot is a huge challenge. We saw DeMarcus Ware.
Special criteria. Yeah, absolutely.
And I mean, to me, if you were going, I mean, if you're just going Witten Ware, I'd lean Ware.
Yeah.
And even he wasn't able to get in. Yeah. So, yeah, I think it's far fetched for him to get first ballot.
No, Jason Witten's getting in first ballot. Him and Larry Fitzgerald.
Oh, wow.
Him and Larry Fitzgerald. You look at all-time leading receivers in NFL history. Jason Witten is just behind Tony Gonzalez.
You
got Jerry Rice, Larry Fitzgerald, Tony Gonzalez, Jason Witten, Marvin Harrison. Harrison is a Hall of Famer. Gonzalez is a Hall of Famer. Rice is a Hall of Famer. Chris Carter at number six is a Hall of Famer.
Took him forever, though.
Tim Brown's a Hall of Famer at seven. Terrell Owens is
an
eight. I'm just saying. Jason Witten is going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. No doubt about it in my mind.
I have that confidence. I love
Brisket
it, dude.
Brisket Sandoz. We got a bet here. I don't think he will be.
Oh, he is. He is.
You say he will be.
He's absolutely in the same classification as a Tony Gonzalez.
Okay. Well,
some would call him a compiler. I think that the big difference, I mean, how long did it take Antonio Gates? How long was that?
Oh, but Gates. Gates well down the list.
Yeah, he is.
If you're looking at yards, not touchdowns.
There is no comparison between Gates and Jason Witten for Hall of Fame, in my opinion.
I mean, you're talking about a 74 touchdown career for Jason Witten, 116 touchdown career for Antonio Gates.
Gates waited a year.
1 year.
It took a year for Gates.
Okay, well,
it only took a year for Witten.
I mean, only taking one year for Gates.
The problem is it's not just Fitzgerald; it's also Drew Brees. How many first ballot Hall of Famers do you have? Because Brees is in. Fitz is in.
They're going to have three.
And so is Witt.
They're going to have three.
All according right. to Brian Broaddus.
Hey, I love that. From a Cowboys lens, I love it. I hope it happens, but I respectfully disagree. Hurtado Brisket Sandoz is the bet. We'll be back with Love of the Star next year, and we'll rehash that conversation. But we do got to do some questions. The Dean Julia mailbag, baby. You are listening to the Love of the Star podcast. The Love of the Star is an Odyssey podcast, and you can find it on the Odyssey app wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.